GG5 in the backwood. Got the car smelling like horse shit. All of my bitches is gorgeous. VVS is sitting flawless. I pop two perks and I'm nauseous. I got your bitch sitting courtside. 50,000 to my lawyers. The reason I'm sitting in court high. Karma. What goes around comes around. Hope you got some armor. Got your bitch in Benny Hanna. She trying to change me like Obama. Eyes on a Fendi monster. Staring at you, nigga, staring at me. LV Supreme the Palmer. Hot temper need to conjure. Most of my denim is fear God. Only thing I ever feared was God. It was so hard to go get a job. If they had that powder, we get it hard. I ain't got beef with no rap, nigga. Say my name, we gon' go get them raw. Diamonds cold like when they heat off. You got some money, nigga, we can talk. I don't even take a weekend off. Every day feel like a holiday. I'm only fucking with the legendary nigga, so I had to get with Holiday. I get the drop from a block away. You was that nigga, but not today. I'm here for the change, you here for the fame. If you in the game, learn how to play. All gas, we don't touch brakes. I wore Gucci for 2 months straight. 12 pounds in a Mustang. Your hands never touch weight. Your hands never touch rock. Downtown on a dust block. Hitters blowing if this truck stop. Two words, nigga, fuck cops. Catch you lacking by the bus stop. I'm waiting on your train, homie. Blowing white sacks about me in the streets. They ain't got a thing on me. Trapping like they ain't on us. Not a day I step out, it ain't on me. There's nothing in my pocket, a normal. State to state with the Glock while I'm touring.
Holiday season.
Last real nigga.
Who else gonna go get it the right way? 1200, flip the couple baggies, that's a light day. Gamble for your life, learn to get light. At a dice game, shake something. Ass bet you living, we gonna take something. $100,000 worth of jewelry on, come take something. We ain't gotta shoot, I see your jaw, I'm trying to break something. I'm the one the Lord bless. 220 on the dash, let's take a car test. Sacks fifth with the homies, we all fresh. I was crip before I had a rap deal. Rolling. I ain't chasing clout, them niggas don't know how the trap feel. Any city stand tall, trying to see my man ball. Nigga, you and your man soft, I don't know how I nap feel. I be wide awake, counting a lot of cake. I got a foreign, you got a foreign, fuck it, we got a race. Put her on a real nigga diet, something she gotta taste. Watching my money grow, play the bungalow, that's my hideaway. 10 years ago, I was dreaming that I was touring. Head to ankle, Ralph Lauren, these rap niggas wild boring. They ain't entertaining me, behind the Gucci belt is where the stainless be. You better catch your body if you aim at me. I be where the jack boys, the hustlers and the gangsters be. Did a couple corporate deals, honestly ain't no changing me. Drop him in the river, by his ankles where the anchor be. Powder for your bitch face like maybe it's Maybelline. Foes, got a grip on the pole. Niggas know how I go, I do this shit for my soul. Told my niggas, let's get it. I got some homies that's gonna shoot till you finish. Nothing personal, this shit is just business. Killed the target and witness. It ain't no stopping cause we started the mission. Look in the sky and ask God for forgiveness. I'm with robbers and killers. Clocking in, I do my job and get busy. You wanna rob me, shit, you gotta come kill me. Sleep with the pound on me. Nowadays I'm going up, all these bitches go down on me. Light work, 60 dub bags, quarter pound on me, crown on me. I don't claim king, just run the town, homie. At the lounge, Dolly, hoodie low, don't need the crowd on me. Shout out my bloods that still bloodin', niggas. Was straight from the dirt. Shout out my muddy niggas.
My muddy niggas.
Came from the bottom, all my get money niggas.
When I die, you ain't got the cry. You just got the fray. Put some weed where I lay. I'ma see another day. Feeling energy. You my enemy. You got the pay. Was on the east side. Fucking with them Crips the other day. Was on the west side. Fucking with them bloods the other day. Always look you in your eye. Never look the other way. Where I'm from, they can't get you. Then they make your brother pay. Doing dirt. Leave you hurt. Then they make your mother pray.
We got raw, plus cook up in this bitch. Master P with the grams, I got the hook up in this bitch. Shots almost hit the passenger, they shook up in the whip before the deal. I take a trip to Brooklyn for the stick. Tried to go to college route, but that's on Tookie, I was tripped. Weed the color purple, think of Whoopi when it's lit. Tried to start an empire, broke down a cookie in the crib. Toss you off a high bridge, then play a boogie with your bitch. Shout out my Crips, they're still crippin', nigga. Shout out my Bloods, they're still bloodin', nigga. Went straight from the dirt. Shout out my muddy niggas.
My muddy niggas.
Came from the bottom, all my get money niggas. That's on Malik, you ain't never seen nothing like this. I'm Leonidas, 300 hitters with me, shit exciting. You can't imagine walking to the store, ducking indictments. Tatted my face, approaching my enemies like I'm Tyson.
Brightlands, raddies in the car with no license. You know that block biting. I'ma throw the knife to his pipe, I do not like him. We gon' cop it all from the Gucci to Nike items. We love some bright items.
I fell back from the rock like J-A-Y-Hyphen. C650 Kawasaki on Dykeman. Dope at Howard University, the stamp was a bison. These diamonds are enticing, still rotting with no license.
If you ain't need a liking, you should pray to Christ. Me and East got the streets, and we got the beast spraying. You ain't got no gas, you should have the shit safe and just leave the lab. Crumble all that bullshit you raiding, yeah.
Shout out my Crips, they're still crippin', nigga. Shout out my Bloods, they're still bloodin', nigga. Straight from the dirt, shout out my muddy niggas.
My muddy niggas.
Came from the bottom, all my get money niggas. I got love for my Bloods
and all my neutral niggas.
I got love for my Crips
and go stupid niggas.
Whole brick in the trunk, duck in the state trooper niggas.
In the hotel, ass in a plug, what could he do for niggas?
I don't care if it's crowded, I pick you out a group of niggas.
Take you on a ride of your life, but not Uber niggas.
Putting prices on their head to think that I used to hoop with niggas.
One Disney money, but we ain't fucking with goofy niggas.
Shout out my Crips, they're still crippin' now. Shout out my Bloods, they're still bloodin' niggas. Went straight from the dirt, shout out my muddy niggas.
My muddy niggas.
Came from the bottom, all my get money niggas.
Get money, get money, get money.
Come on, man.
Y'all, when that shit dropped, when that project, joint project dropped.
I know that was, I know you was repeat for you.
Bro, what year was that?
Was that 2023?
Bro, David and Goliath.
23?
It was called Beloved, right?
Beloved, yeah, Beloved.
Yeah. Beloved. It was a fault, yeah, it was Beloved.
Beloved.
Joint project 2018.
Yeah, 18. Damn.
Yeah, bro. I was in fucking high school.
2018. That when nigga was only fucking 18.
I was motherfucking
16.
Yeah, I was like 15, 16.
Yo, so that's crazy, right? Like, that's your 15, 16. Like, yeah. You know, like,
when I came out, I was like, holy shit.
Right, right. See, that's what I was talking about, like, with Jada Kiss, you know, when we did our Jada episode, which was last week, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, God, when I heard By Your Side, 16.
Yeah.
In the drop top.
I've been bumping that shit.
With the OG, you know what I'm saying? With the OG.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yo. Yeah. So yeah, when you heard that, you was like, yeah,
you know. And this was after already. I think my first introduction to Dave East was off Kyrie. It was Keisha, song called Keisha Part 2. Crazy storytelling.
That's a storytelling.
Crazy storytelling joint.
I think I heard Keisha 1.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness. And that was my introduction to him. So I had been following him probably for like two years. And then he dropped that with Styles P, and I was like, yo, it's so interesting to just catch it when it comes out, you know. You're in the present with the people in that day and time. It's like, yo, this is the shit right now.
And that's how that's what people say about our music too, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly,
you know what I mean? That's what we're doing too, right?
Exactly. You're gonna look back and be like, holy shit. You know what I mean?
So all my young brothers and sisters listening in, you know what I mean? If you listening in, don't worry, your big brother hard body, you know, sometimes he curses because he gets a little, you know, he get a little passionate about this thing here, man.
Passionate.
But, yo, man, that's, you know, at the end of the day, man, like, we love what we do, man. You know what I mean? Entertain, right? You know, and and give you something, give you some gems that you can take for the rest of your life.
Yeah, straight up, man. And you know, if you give a man a fish, you're gonna eat for a day. Teach a man a fish, he's gonna eat for the rest of his life.
These words are. So what we got, man?
We gonna get into this Dave East interview with the Tomorrow Network. With you know, Compound Conversations.
Yes.
Let's get it.
So I like these right here.
I gotta do it different, Jay.
That's the
the
Ain't No Mountain High.
The two heartbeats today. Yo,
that.
Welcome back to the Compound, Dave. It's Compound Conversations.
Come on, man.
You know,
second home right here, B.
Nah. So you know what? Because you've been to the first one in the Bronx and like numerous projects. I mean, from music to. Talking about, I remember me, you, and Chris Robinson standing under the bridge.
Facts.
Across from
Shouts
the dirt
Chris
bike.
Rob, man.
From the dirt bike store, talking about your next career. But when you came from the Bronx and now you've been here, we did ESPN projects. We did a lot of things. Like, what is it about the Compound and like when you see it and you've seen the evolution of it? Like, what hits you when you think about from the Bronx now to Brooklyn? Like when you see the spaces.
For me, it's always been like a home base, so somewhere I know I could just like not be. Judged or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could, whenever I came to either the one in the Bronx or here, it was always like a spot personally for me to just be like, all right, that's another, like, home, you know what I'm saying? But just to see the growth, see the space, see the way the culture is now, totally involved with it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's beautiful to me, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, thank you, my God. Or, so, yeah, Dave, most of the times for me, you know, you've been doing interviews over a dime, a decade now, but a lot of interviews to me, they only talk about the moment, clickbait, or what's currently going on, and you know, people don't get to know your story.
Right.
Even on your album, it's not almost a chronological, it's like kind of what you're going through at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's being, I want to be able to have interviews but talk with my friends and just people about their journey starting from the beginning.
Fire.
So when, you know, when I look at, because you know, I don't even know the beginning, you know. Right. So I always want to start, like, when this little Dave, how did it start? Like, was the family, mom, dad, was it, you know, Harlem? Where was it at? Like, what was it? Like, who was the family around?
Like, it was all that. It was me, my moms, my pops, my little brother, Errol, my older sister, Aisha, up to a certain point. We was in Harlem, 1199, early, went to Queens, like Astoria. Ravenswood, that's where I would go back and forth from Queens to Harlem, back and forth. Me and my sister got different moms.
Okay.
So at a certain age, you know what I mean? She kind of was, I think she was with her mother. But we always stayed in tune, like summertime and shit like that. That was my plug to Maryland. That's how I ended up playing ball in Maryland, my sister.
Mm.
But, yeah, man, I had a great upbringing. I don't feel like I had one of my upbringings like, yo, my childhood was the worst. I went through some bad, some
times,
you know what I'm saying?
Moments.
Bad times. Yeah. Like, it wasn't always all good, but the love was always there. The music was always there. The food was always there. Just the family, like, you know what I'm saying? My cousins, my aunties, my uncles, it was always
The love was there for you.
That was there. Whether we was broke, I had a couple dollars, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't feel no different if my moms could cook a steak or if it was eggs and rice.
Jelly,
then, like,
whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my brother kind of got to an age and understood that, like, yo, they ain't, you know what I mean? They trying to get it. Yeah. They ain't got it.
We ain't got it, but we got it.
We trying to,
we
you
got,
know what I'm saying?
We got
but
each
we,
other.
We got this, you know what I mean? So I never had a lack of that. And I think that's what make me be such a force in my own kids' life and my own family life today. Because I grew up like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a fact.
Word.
So for me, you know, you touched on something. So I got a word that I always use for my journey. which was by state. You know, I was born in the Bronx, moved to Philly. Mm-hmm. So my whole life I got a chance to go between Philadelphia and then back to Queens because my Uncle George lived in Queens. A lot of people don't know. They be confused. Like, you from Southwest, nigga, or you from the Bronx?
And, back and forth, yeah.
But what you touched on, it's almost growing up in New York, is kind of like by state, which is Harlem mm-hmm. and Queens. It's mm-hmm. like two different swags, two different musics. Like
10 minutes away.
10 minutes away.
Like, but how would a train be,
two
right?
different worlds, though.
Two different, totally different worlds. So different lingo, everything.
Everything, different dress code. Mm-hmm. So before you even got into music, like how, because for me, you know, growing up in Queens and Philly, back and forth, it shaped me. It made mm-hmm. me understand two different walks of life, especially when it comes to music, you know.
Right.
Philly was the technical DJs. I got a chance to grow up and see Jazzy Jeff and Cash Money and all that.
Fire.
But then come back to New York and Kid Capri and Doo-Wop, and they on the mic. So I was like, oh, Philly's technical, but mm-hmm. New York is swag. So I got
to out that box.
It took me out that box.
Took you out that box, yeah.
Taking that, you had the New York box, mm-hmm. but with Harlem and Queens, how influential was that on your life, being having Queens and Harlem at a young age?
It was dope because I feel like Harlem was always fast. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the talk was fast. The whole energy uptown was just faster to me than anywhere else in the city. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the clothes, the, you know what I mean? You would always see the newest sneakers or niggas wearing them, the newest fitteds, the newest levers, niggas was putting them colors together. Like, you would just see that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Early on, Queens niggas was in fatigues.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit was fatigued out.
Fatigues, bucket hats.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like more grimy. Right. Like, that was the feel. So I would go uptown and see the colors, see niggas in yellow levers with the yellow Nikes, with the yellow hat to match.
The fast boots.
Jumping out some yellow shit. Like, what? Y'all going, like, so I got to see both. You get what I'm saying? And I think it kept me, like,
in the middle.
You get what I mean? Like, like I'm gonna get fly, but I could be grimy. I could kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I seen that from a child.
You threw the yellow on with the fatigue.
You know what I mean? You gonna mix it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Talking about two, these is two treacherous, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just put that together. But I think I was always a student, bro. Like, I'm still a student of what's going on. So I was sitting and study shit, like, more than the rappers, I would study the niggas outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? How they was coming through, what they had on, what was the latest sneakers, like how they was matching that shit. So I picked up a lot going back and forth. Like, you know what I mean? A whole lot.
Fire. So you touched on the like growing up, because the family was there, the love was there, the food was there. So I know an element in the household was probably the music.
1,000%.
So what was the music in the house as young
in my crib?
Young Dave?
Oh, man. Marvin Gaye, Earth, Wind & Fire. It wasn't no rap. Mm. I didn't grow up on rap. I got with rap, maybe I would say like Doggy Style, Chronic, Chester. You know my cousin Chet? Chet was playing all that. So, like, he's older than me. So that was the first, you know what I'm saying? Then from that, it went to, like, the Ron G mixtapes and all that uptown. Like,
so it was even growing up in New York, Queens, Harlem, heavy R&B.
Yeah, all of that. Because my pops come from the Motown era.
Gotcha.
My mom's, both of them, they from the 70s, 60s. They from that. So I was listening to Anita Baker, Evelyn Champagne King, Earth, Wind & Fire, Marvin,
Luther Vandross, like OJs.
It was the Spinners, the Four Tops,
the Temptations,
the Temps. Like I was, that's what I would, because my mom's would be doing laundry, or she Saturday morning we had to clean the crib before we went outside. You had to, you know what I'm saying, your room had to be clean, bathroom had to be clean,
no doubt, make the bed.
You know what I mean? All of that had to be like some real military.
Before you leave the house.
Before you leave out of here. Like, make sure that was the... So, but in the I can still think back in the midst of me making my bed or trying to just stuff my shit in my closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can hear that. I can hear what's going on playing. I can hear that was my pops. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pops like all kind of Christopher Cross, Sailing.
Ooh,
like,
Sailing.
You know what I mean? That's my pops is one. He's the one that really introduced me to music.
Music.
And then I feel like I found my own love with hip-hop. I identified with it.
So you knew the samples from the home, from the crib.
I was already hearing it. Like a lot of the Bad Boy sound.
You knew.
A lot of that music.
When you heard the first bars, you was like,
More Money, More Problem. I'm like, oh, that's Diana Ross. I knew that because my mom was playing. She was playing that music. So I was kind of advanced to
melodies and
to the sound samples. Of it. Yeah, 100%, bro. 100%.
It's funny, like every guest I try to that I bring up, Compound Conversations, I like try to design the table, like, you know, for my interpretation of their world, you know. Mm-hmm. And you were definitely, you know, rappers love ball, rappers love basketball players, and basketball players love rappers. And like,
that's a dual love. I feel like that's been like that forever.
So when did the, you know, because I think what happened with a lot of us who didn't know, we only learned Dave East, the basketball side of it, when the rapper made it, you know what I mean? Because like a world of us didn't know, oh, he really played ball, oh, he really hooped. Like, but when did the love and how did ball start for you?
I think the hoopers knew, but the world ain't.
The world ain't know.
They ain't know what was going on. For me, that was my first. My pops, I you know, I don't have a memory to remember it, but my dad said he brought a basketball to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like his.
Wait. Hold.
When I came out, yo, they cleaned me off or whatever. He had a ball in the spittle.
So he was born with three balls.
Yo, that got it.
Yo,
but that's, my pops said he brought a ball to the hospital, and they was playing jazz
in the hospital.
In the hospital, he said the doctor was mad cool. They was playing jazz.
You didn't know, but they knew you was gonna make it in life, like
in something. I feel like. You know, as a parent, you're supposed to feel that way about, you know, that's your seed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Now, for that to actually happen, it takes some shit.
It takes a lot.
Especially if you're not filthy rich, or if you're not from one of them prestigious families, mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean? If you're really trying to make it out of them environments where everything is against you, it's a little, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's a little rougher. But yeah, basketball was my everything. I didn't know nothing but ball. I always loved music. So you see, I'm tall. That was my shit. You had the height. I loved it, bro. That was the most exciting thing to me, because rap to me at that time wasn't that exciting. It was just the music that was on the videos,
yeah,
on the radio.
And the style and the clothing.
But in the parks would be crazy. The talk about
who's coming to play.
These niggas from Brooklyn and they like playing, you mean like.
Yep.
That was like the most exciting shit ever for me. So what they used to say, ball is life. That shit was life to me. Like,
that's a
for at least 20 years.
So when did it start though? When did was it junior high school and like
my real love? And when I realized I was nice, probably like ninth grade.
Mm. That's when it clicked. Then like I'm really somebody. I'm
probably
like
ninth, 10th grade. Mm. I was dunking. I could shoot. You know what I mean? I was like, all right. And I was getting invited to all kind of camps and shit. So that was kind of like letting me know I was a little. That's when I was meeting these guys that been in the league the last 20 years. I was meeting a lot of them early, like, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Love, Harden, KD, like all these guys. I was seeing them like in West Virginia or fucking Vegas. Yeah, or I was seeing
on
them
the traveling team,
AU tournaments and all of that. So. That was dope to see them that early, and now to watch niggas then won championships and all. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that was an ill. I took a different route, you know what I mean?
Nah.
Through the forces that, you know what I mean? How that played out. I definitely could say I was around that heavy. Rap came late.
Came late. So for me, high school, like I played basketball, ninth grade, developed asthma, started DJing, and it was like, shattered. I was like,
you develop asthma late on, like
later
as you was older.
Yeah, in high school, I got asthma.
I was born with asthma and got rid of it.
Smoked good weed, probably.
I don't know what it was, but when I was born, I had an ill breathing problem. They had to put me in some incubator shit. Couldn't breathe, some weird breathing shit. And I guess we went opposite
because I developed it later. So, and for me, it was like, you know, this is why the love for me, when people look at me and they understand, they be like, yo, he really in the basketball culture from VFB to N1 mixtape. But we 25 years later, and I'm still relevant in basketball culture the same
1,000%,
way. 100%, right. But it was a turning period when I developed asthma and was like, yo, it's no more ball. It was, and that's when hip-hop was like, you know how you with this girl, but you know you're supposed to be with this girl?
Mm-hmm.
That was how hip hop was for me. I was like, oh, I can't really be with ball no more. And then I started DJing, and I started DJing in ninth grade at the same time when I developed asthma. When you knew that ball, it was over, or like that journey was like when did it transfer?
Broke my heart free.
Yo, don't shut it on here though. Don't.
Broke my heart free. That's like that first love. Like,
yeah, that's what
you
I said.
Me. I really, she stopped answering. She blocked me. You
heard?
I couldn't even, I ain't had a line though. I was, damn. Yeah, that hurt. But at the same time, I was like always a real prideful person. So I didn't really want to show that.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? And my pops, my household always preached success. You know what I mean? And however you get it. So I was like, damn, what else could I do? And I had no cousins in the rap game, no friends that was making beats, nobody at a label that I knew. I didn't know nobody in, as far as rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bumped into Wayno.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I bumped into my big brother, Bully. Bully knew all of the...
He knew everybody.
Yep. So Bully could put me in the room, had me next to this one, had me next to that one to see what was going on. So that was, to me, the first real, like, introduction to what I was about to do. Through Bully.
So let me go a step back because this is great. I'm such a fan of the game and the culture and being able to sit with guys like yourself, learning the journey and hearing it. So when I think of Davies the artist, and I know so many chapters and pillars of the artist,
right.
But it's a connection of when Dave came and I heard him for the first time. Being the half of my life from Philly, I said, this kid spits like he from Philly too.
I was in Philly every summer.
It was like, I was like, wait, okay, he got the swag of New York.
Right.
I didn't even know about
every summer.
It's this, like I said, dual.
He said he heard the Philly flow. Mm-hmm. He said he heard the Philly flow.
And I like it when he starts to go into, he didn't go into it yet. But they start going into like the dress codes, and when he's talking about the camouflage.
Oh yeah.
And the camouflage, like the yellow camel with the yellow with the yellow Air Forces and the yellow matching camo at, like, you know, like, honestly, B, especially when I was younger, I got a lot of my whole style from Harlem, bro.
Oof.
I watch niggas like Dipset and shit. You know what I mean? And New York, Oh yeah.
This joint came out right. It was perfect timing, man. Bro.
Calling me handsome, nigga.
Straight up,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying? Like, you know, that's really what it was, though, bro. Like, really getting that. Like, that's where I got a lot of my swag from, man.
Yeah.
Like, cause, yo, man, I love the West. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. The West, you know, but New York fashion, something different about it.
Straight up.
And the way we put things together as original people, God, like, we put together shit. You know, niggas could be rocking a T. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It still look hard as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the way we put things together, my brother, is so, it's so magnificent. And
indeed.
So, yeah, New York, man. I love New York.
New York, we love you.
I should have been born in New York. You know what I mean?
Shout out to New York.
Now why, baby? We
Harlem,
love y'all, man. You know
Queens.
What I mean? We love all y'all motherfuckers.
New
you know
York.
I mean? But New York, man.
Bronx.
You know what I mean?
Highbridge.
You know what I mean? Queensbridge.
Queensbridge.
You know what I mean?
We
everybody,
love y'all, man.
Staten Island.
Staten Island.
You know what I mean?
Even Manhattan.
You know what I mean? Yo, like, man. Yo,
straight
man,
up.
But Harlem World, baby. The Mecca.
Harlem World.
You know what I mean?
Harlem World, man. Dave East, baby.
It's been a beautiful night, man. What, yo, before we leave, God, what do you want to leave the people with, man? Something that's going to elevate them, man.
I want to leave them with, I'm going to leave the people with a question.
No trick.
No trick. What is the point of going through life half asleep?
Ooh.
That's my question.
Got a noose.
That's my question, y'all.
Oh, man.
Thank you for tuning in to the Boom Bap Syndicate. It's your brother, King Wise.
Hard Body Dreams, baby.
And y'all know where we at. Every week, Saturdays, 10 to 12 a.m., baby. Peace.
Now they calling me handsome. Kidnap that nigga and call for the ransom. Two-step and I am not with the dance. Only live once, so I'm taking these chances. I'ma do all that I gotta do. Go back to my hood, they say that we proud of you. Over the family, we gotta shoot. Carolina whip, powder blue. Niggas never was providing, talking how they riding, homie, I was riding too. In public housing, tried to violate me and Chetty talking about we gotta move. Eviction notices, I got him too.